I can't tell you what's going to happen to Cuba, but suddenly its repressive regime, long starved of trade by the U.S. embargo and now starved of fuel, suddenly announced it wants to join this century. Cuba's inefficient and struggling economy has long relied on tourism to limp along. The military controls about 70% of the hotels that cater to tourists, and right now business is very, very bad. Time for Plan B. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. Cuba's government just announced major free market reforms. This from a country where there's not much of a free market. Suddenly, foreign investors can ignore state joint ventures and build and fully own their own tourism projects. Foreigners can operate travel and car rental agencies. Cubans living abroad can buy property and manage boutique hotels. Who knows if Cuba's corrupt government can handle this kind of change? But it's an interesting destination with lovely people struggling to live day to day. I'm dubious, but I wish the island's people a better tomorrow. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.